Jordan has just had no opportunities to drive that ball all the way to the rim in the half-court game. The Blazers have done a great job of helping on him here. This time it was Buck Williams who went down on the floor to tie him up.
So Buck Williams will jump it up with Michael Jordan. Smack dab in front of us at the free throw line. Both teams get set. The official ready. It's in the air. Buck gets the tap to the side to Drexler to Porter. Grant, Cartwright, up for a jam, he missed it, spotted by Duckworth, Robinson to Porter, Porter up the middle, score! Here comes a timeout, Chicago, listen to this crowd,
and it's the defensive end of the floor again that's doing it, Porter over on the help as Cartwright thought he had a dunk, and then the conversion at the other end as the Blazers just pushed it right up the back of the Chicago Bulls.
Defense, that has been the story tonight. Timeout, 3:56 to go in a game. 110-98, Portland back in a moment.
How long would it...
Well, the Blazers are riding a wave of confidence and emotion right now. There's just too much for the Bulls to contend with.
112-98, Portland by 14. What a game. Kersey, Drexler, in the lane, turns around and hits around Scottie Pippen, too. By Drexler with 17 points. Ahead to Robert Reed, 40 seconds to go. Robert calls out the play. Dribbling with the right hand now, Haley on him. Back over for Petrovic, turns, shoots, hits! Rip City, all right. Rip City has returned this year. Here comes Haley. He's is over. Defense. That was the name of the game tonight. The Blazers win it over Chicago by a score of 121 to 110. They up their record to 8-3, and there are many people around the league are saying, whoa, what's happening out there in River City? Well, it's Rip City. That's what's going on, and the Blazers are getting off to a great start. They win it tonight, 121 to 110. We'll be back in a moment.
To cut off his move to the...